This is an ABC podcast.
Well, among the many names to appear on the long list of Australia Day Award recipients are some of the unsung heroes of our community, the quiet achievers who in some cases have worked tirelessly for decades to help others. Tito Schiani certainly fits into that category. He's received a Medal of the Order of Australia in recognition of 27 years of service to the Rotary Club and the Catholic Church in his hometown of Mareeba. Charlie McKillop met up with Mr. Schiani in his famous shed where many of his community projects were devised and put into action.
Yeah, only been here since 1950. And the date I got here, it was the 14th of March, 1950. I still remember coming up with the train in the floods. And when we were in from Mackay to Serena, they had the little putt-putt in front. They were testing the line to make sure that it was still there before the train went over. So I'll tell you, it was a great experience.
That train fare from Sydney to the far-flung bush town of Mareeba cost 22-year-old Tito £7.02. Like many others who came from Italy, he started out in the tobacco paddock, tried his hand at cutting cane, before establishing himself in building, a trade he brought with him from his mother country.
Like, as a migrant, you know, you stick to your country people for a while, but then you got to mix up with the other. If you want to learn the language, you got to mix up. And I attended a bit of night schools, and it was funny. The teacher was Tom Monaghan, and I'll never forget him. He was such a character, you know. And, of course, in those days, it would have been probably six or seven nationalities of migrants going to this school. And, of course, everybody took their own language. And I'll tell you, it was a nightmare for the whole teachers. And one night, everybody's talking their language, and he sat up, jumped up on the desk there, and he just yelled out, "Shut up! You're here to learn English! Otherwise, go home!" But anyway, it was a bit of a laugh, but it was a serious matter. But it helped me a lot. And the fun we had, you know, learning, it was great. Yeah.
When you look back at your involvement in the community here in Mareeba, what are you most proud of?
Well, service for the community is just something that you can't sort of... I can't say no to anybody. And if they approach me for anything, well, I'll do my best to help them out. It's just one of those things, you know. I'll do anything for anybody if I can. I'll give them a feed, I'll give them a drink, whatever, you know. But that's my prerogative, you know. Help out people. Do the best that you can. Help out the community.
It's a philosophy that led Tito Schiani to a lifelong commitment to the Mareeba Rotary Club, where he served as president and now as an honorary member. Being a practical, hands-on kind of person, he lent his skills, time and labour to any task at hand. And together with other committed volunteers, they improved infrastructure around the town and established the Rotary Field Day, a biennial event that continues to grow and raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the community.
They used to tell me I was a slave driver. It's a project came up. I said, well, all right, we planned it. Let us do it. It's no good waiting tomorrow or the next day. Let us do it. And it's done. When you're done, you're happy. When the field day, we used to do it up at the prison there. We did all the buildings up there. Most of the steelwork I did it here in my workshop. And with the help of others, they erected it and put it up. And we never looked back, you know. And it was a great organisation. And the help I had from all the members there, it was great, you know. I only had to open my mouth and say, look, Jim or Cedric Davis, he was another driver too. And it was no problem to ask anybody to help out because they were there.
Many of those projects took place right here in Tito's shed, a place where more often or not, you're still likely to find him, even at the ripe old age of 91.
Everything that you can think of, and I'll find a lot of friends that they come in, we want something, we'll go up and see Tito, he'll have it somewhere. And I can find it. If they name what they want, I generally find it, because I'm a good hoarder. It's not really tidy at the moment, but I can still find everything that I want there. The one screwdriver is there. There's a few spanners up there. There's the hacksaws, a few other things.
A few spanners? Are you kidding me? You've got more spanners than I've ever seen in my life, not to mention every other implement.
Yeah, well, they're here. And, you need that. You've got to have it.
But apparently you do spend quite a bit of your time here still, tinkering away.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, what else are you going to do? I don't mind watching the news, but I just can't stand there watching TV or whatever. I like a lot of reading. I read my paper and reading books. I'm a fond reader.
It's little wonder Tito Schiani never cared much for television. With his loving wife, Anna, by his side for the past 66 years, family, friends, community and church have filled his life.
To me, I was brought up with that faith and I stuck to it. And in a lots of way, I think it pays back because when you go back in life, you got the ups and downs. My wife had a big illness back 40 years ago. She had cancer in the stomach. She's still here through our fate. And about 36 years ago, I got electrocuted. I'm still here. So it means when you got fate on something, you believe in it, it pays back.
Tito Schiani, nearly 70 years ago, you came to Australia, to Mareeba, as a young boy with no language, had to start again.
Yeah.
How does it feel on Australia Day to be recognised with one of the highest honours that our country can give?
Well, it's something that's really emotional to say because I wasn't expecting it. I did my best to live in this town and be friend with everybody and done everything possible to anyone. But this was just a great surprise. And when I first got approached by the whoever was in Canberra, and I said, oh, this is a joke, you know. Just But then again, they contacted me again and sent me a letter, and I said, oh, well, I'll better answer this because, you know, I don't like to answer phone calls with people that they want information. But I said, when they put it in writing, well, you got to do something about it. Yeah.
You figured it must be legit.
Oh, it must be, yeah. Something that unexpected, and then it's so great that it's emotional when you think about it. But you got to keep the emotion down, you know, because if you get overdone, you might get a heart attack too.